Multicultural classrooms in primary school. Teachers' lived experiences from challenges to solutions. Keywords: multicultural classrooms, primary education, lived experiences, teachers, challenges, strategies. Introduction: contemporary societies are increasingly characterized by cultural, linguistic, and social diversity, making multicultural education an essential element of equitable and inclusive schooling. Banks, 2020. Multicultural classrooms create opportunities for intercultural interaction, mutual understanding, and the development of students' social competencies. Ramat et al., 2023. In Iran, ethnic diversity and the presence of immigrant students have expanded the prevalence of multicultural learning environments, generating both educational opportunities and challenges. Arkani et al., 2024. Previous research has identified several challenges in multicultural classrooms, including students' limited understanding of cultural differences, insufficient teacher preparation, inadequate educational resources, and the absence of structured multicultural curricula. Ness et al., 2023, Hoswani et al., 2023. At the same time, effective multicultural education depends on the active role of teachers and other educational stakeholders. Banks, 2019. Although prior studies have demonstrated the positive effects of multicultural education on equity, social interaction, and student development, teachers' lived experiences of these challenges and potential solutions remain underexplored. Therefore, drawing on Banks's 2020 framework, this phenomenological study investigates Iranian elementary school teachers' perceptions of the challenges and educational strategies associated with multicultural classrooms. Methods and data. This study employed a qualitative approach based on descriptive phenomenology to explore elementary school teachers' lived experiences of multicultural classrooms. The research field was identified through consultation with elementary education experts in Qom province, where District 1 was recognized as having the highest concentration of multicultural schools. The district includes students from diverse ethnic and cultural backgrounds, including Kurdish, Turkish, Lor, Baloch, Arab, Afghan, Pakistani, Indian, and Iraqi communities. Participants were selected through purposive sampling, and data collection continued until theoretical saturation was achieved. The final sample consisted of 35 elementary school teachers with at least 3 years of experience teaching in multicultural classrooms. Data were collected through face-to-face, semi-structured interviews conducted in schools, each lasting between 40 and 60 minutes. The interview protocol was organized around two major themes and three guiding questions, while allowing flexibility for follow-up questions to gain deeper insights into participants' experiences. All interviews were audio recorded, transcribed, and analyzed manually using Kolaizi's 1978 seven-step descriptive phenomenological method. Significant statements were extracted, coded, and organized into themes and subthemes related to educational challenges and pedagogical strategies in multicultural classrooms. Trustworthiness was ensured according to Lincoln and Guba's 1985 criteria, including credibility, dependability, confirmability, and transferability. Member checking, prolonged engagement, expert review, detailed documentation, and voluntary informed participation were employed to enhance the rigor and ethical integrity of the study. Findings. The findings revealed that teachers perceived multicultural classrooms as environments characterized by both significant challenges and valuable opportunities for educational development. Analysis of the interview data identified four major themes and 14 subthemes related to the challenges of multicultural classrooms. The first theme, hidden cultural tensions among students, included the reproduction of stereotypes, ridicule of cultural identities, feelings of exclusion among minority students, informal discrimination, verbal conflicts, and occasional physical aggression. The second theme, teachers' professional and organizational constraints, reflected difficulties in fulfilling teaching roles, unconscious biases, insufficient institutional support, and structural barriers to implementing multicultural education. The third theme, parental marginalization in multicultural education, highlighted the effects of economic limitations, reduced parental involvement, and conflicts between family practices and educational approaches. The fourth theme, strategic gaps in educational policies, emphasized the lack of standardized curricula, instructional resources, professional development programs, and coherent policies for multicultural education. Regarding the second research question, five major themes and 10 subthemes were identified as practical strategies for addressing these challenges. Teachers reported employing cultural strategies, such as multicultural food exhibitions and indigenous games, to promote cultural awareness and belonging. Social strategies included group discussions and collaborative performances that encouraged empathy and intercultural dialogue. Educational strategies emphasized the teacher's role as an impartial guide and ethical role model. Professional strategies involved integrated instruction and effective classroom management to connect cultural diversity with learning processes. Finally, psychological strategies, including purposeful tolerance, encouragement, and positive reinforcement, were used to reduce tensions and strengthen students' motivation. Discussion and conclusion. The findings revealed that cultural diversity in multicultural classrooms represents a complex experience affecting teachers' psychological, professional, and social roles. Teachers reported challenges related to managing diverse student interactions, limited resources, and organizational constraints, which influenced both instructional quality and their professional practices. To address these challenges, teachers employed a range of cultural, social, pedagogical, professional, and psychological strategies, including food exhibitions, indigenous games, group discussions, collaborative activities, integrated instruction, classroom management, purposeful tolerance, and positive reinforcement. These strategies were perceived as effective in fostering empathy, participation, intercultural interaction, and multicultural learning. The findings support Banks's 2019-2020 Multicultural Education Framework, emphasizing the importance of teachers' professional and intercultural competencies in creating inclusive learning environments. Despite providing in-depth insights into teachers' lived experiences, the study was limited to elementary school teachers in District 1 of Quam Province and did not include the perspectives of students, parents, or school administrators. Therefore, policymakers are encouraged to develop standardized multicultural curricula and professional development programs, while future research should examine multicultural education from the perspectives of multiple stakeholders and across diverse educational contexts.